This is WMVP WSHE HD2 Chicago ESPN 1000.
A Good Karma Brands radio station.
It's Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
My buddy Mike just texted me the steps on what to do if your brakes go out.
Oh, what did he say?
Number one, don't panic.
Well,
it's from Google Answers. You'll love all these.
That's great.
Number one is don't panic. Don't panic. Number two, try the brakes again. Hey, they may work this time.
Your buddy a mechanic or something?
This is from Google Answers.
Oh.
Number three, carefully engage the emergency brake. Number four, downshift into a lower gear. Number five, safely get off the road. Number six, don't turn off the car until you've stopped. Number seven, signal for help. And this is the best part. Number eight, get your brakes inspected by a professional.
I was going to say, like, this, they're not going in the order of importance. This is just a random list, right? Because I would think if you can pull off the road into a safe area, that would be the first thing you would do before then you would...
Right, you veer over, yeah, as you start slowing down, right?
I thought your buddy was giving you some expert advice. He just Googled it and sent it to you?
These are the eight steps that came up for him on Google Answers.
Hey, I have a question for you guys.
Sure.
Do you know how to do like a sliding U-ey? Like if you're driving along and you,
like
need,
Rockford.
And you need to spin and go back the other way. Do you guys know how to pull that off?
No.
I was driving the other day.
Do you pull the
that's
parking
what they do
brake?
In movies.
So you have to pull the parking brake and then turn as hard as you can, right? Hard.
James Garner was still
hard
alive.
Left.
And
we
also
could
shift
call him
in reverse.
And ask him.
Hard left.
Yeah.
Hard
you also
left.
Have to shift to reverse, too, don't you? Because you have to end up going backwards. Is that what you're trying to
say? No. I don't want to drive backwards. I want to drive the other way.
Oh, you just want a U-ey? Oh,
you want to quickly flip the car going the other way.
Yes, without flipping the car.
Right. Without, I don't mean.
I think if you had an SUV, there's a good chance you could roll.
Well, that's what I'm concerned about. I want to know how to do it without rolling. I don't know if you guys know this, but I was tagged recently, or we think I may be tagged. A possible Bluetooth device may be on my vehicle. So I was driving the other day.
Time out. I don't even know what the hell you just said. What does that mean?
Like what they do when they put it underneath like your car to track
perhaps.
You?
What?
Yeah.
Have you seen these
news
stories?
The movies?
Yeah.
Pum, 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 pum.
Yeah, you haven't seen this stuff? People take air tags and then they put them on someone and they can track where they go.
Coming up tonight
talk
at 10.
Talk to me like the moron that I am.
Explain this to you like you're five?
Apple sells a device that you can stick and put on things. So if you lose your wallet or your phone or your computer, you can find it. Based on the little device that sticks to it.
And you're telling me somebody put one of those on your car?
It's possible.
Knowingly?
Get it inspected?
It's a thing that people have been doing.
It's a thing that people do now to stalk people and or...
You got a stalker?
No, I don't know if I have a stalker. I'm just saying it's something...
It's probably Eric.
No, Eric's great.
Why would you think
Eric can just come along. Why would he need to stalk?
I'm just
saying, let him in.
He's your buddy.
Yeah, right.
He's just playing a joke on you.
So the other day I was driving, because this may be in a situation I'm in, and if someone were following me, I would like to do a hard turn, go back the other way as fast as I can. So I'm wondering if you guys know how to do that.
You looking to buy a gun, too?
No, I've got a dog.
For some car tricks.
I got a dog.
He's looking for some car tricks first.
Time out again. Did you find the device?
Have not found it.
Haven't.
Yeah, so why
this
do you
is,
think it's there?
Yeah, how did you... What alerted you to make you think that you've been tagged?
My phone. So your phone... iPhones now, if there is a Bluetooth device that has been with you on your person or in your area that's not a normal Bluetooth device, your phone will alert you to tell you there's a possible device that is following and tracking you. That's a real thing.
You just freaked me out.
Yeah, but
you do this to
your phone is looking out for you in case someone is trying to track.
People will do this
your phone
to
will.
Women
yeah.
will put these devices in their purses and track them.
Yes. Yeah.
People
in case
found
they
it.
Lose their purses.
Well,
to follow them
to be bad people.
I thought you said women would put these in their own purses.
People would put these.
No, like say a lady walks by and the top of the purse is open. You could drop it right in someone's pocket
people
in their
are
purse.
So evil.
Like it's sick things, right?
Yeah.
That's creepy as F.
Yes.
So then so is there an inspection place where you can take your car, like a Jiffy Lube, where you can
the device
just pull in?
Police.
You know? Yeah, it's debatable. It's something we talked
your
about.
Car.
Yeah, I guess you could. You could ask the police, but they would look the same
way
you
would. Maybe it was just a mistake.
Well, so you get a message and it shows how long you've been tracked.
How long have you been tracked?
Well, I was tracked for like 30 minutes and it shows I was downtown and I drove back up to my place and I went to Walgreens and tracked me there. And
does your wife trust you?
No, I was with her.
Oh, okay.
We were together. We got the car wash, and after the car wash,
Have been someone at the car wash?
Well, that's what we were thinking.
Do you think it was another customer in the car wash that saw you? Or do you think it could be a worker at the car wash when they were toweling your car off?
Time out again. What is their motivation?
To steal your car.
To steal your car.
Or to find out where it's you live not, and steal not, you and break in your house and steal your stuff.
It's not because they know us. It's because they want to steal the car.
Yeah.
So obviously they've got a hankering for your car, because otherwise you could just steal a car without having to...
You know what they could be doing? They could be stealing the remote access when you go in.
Yes, yes.
You know, into the car wash because your key's in the car.
Yep.
And then now they can get in.
That's what they do.
And then they find where it is, and then they try and steal it.
Right.
How do they get the remote access? Because they're
like, I had someone do devices. This. Yeah. So one time I parked on LaSalle in the city, like
people
LaSalle
suck.
Division.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when I locked my car door with the remote, someone picked up the remote access. I think there are devices to do this. And they unlocked my door while I was getting my hair cut, and they stole stuff in the car.
Yeah, yeah, that's possible.
What the? I mean, honestly,
people are evil.
This is why I want to live like by myself on a very small area where there's, if I wanted something, I can go get it. Otherwise.
Do you want an uplifting story?
No, I want some more crime stuff.
Well, this is.
Well, I
this
hope
is
it's a, not real.
You want to do crimes?
Listen,
I hope the iPhone misidentified another Apple device that maybe my wife had, hopefully, because we searched the entire car, couldn't find anything.
I would think technology would lead you to that you could find out who is tagging.
Well, so that's where this gets murky. If it is an Apple device, yes. But there's other companies that make these same type of devices, like Tile. Tile's another company. And Tile's devices are smaller, and they're sticky, and you can take a black little quarter-size sticker thing and put it anywhere, somewhere, and the problem is your iPhone won't let you detach said Bluetooth device from its tracking. Where if it was an Apple device, you could. Does that make sense?
Like, again, like I'm not sure.
I'm trying to lay this out as simple as possible.
You see the look of confusion.
Yeah, no,
on my
I know.
Face.
That's why I'm following up. Like, I'm not trying to be a jerk.
No,
like, I see your
I appreciate
mind. Like,
you talking like, and slow, talking as slowly as possible.
So,
well.
does that make sense?
Sort of. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is crazy that stuff like this exists.
The reason we're hesitant to say that
I have four daughters. Like, this scares the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Exactly. No. Right. And. My wife took the car in for the car wash, so I wasn't physically with her at that moment. So you're concerned because...
Sure.
Like, it's not like they saw us both walking up and then, oh, we're going to... It's like, are you trying to track her? Is that what's going on? Like, who knows? So...
This was the thought that I had in my brain, and we did not talk about this at all at the break. The thought in my brain coming out of the break was... There's no way Pinto Ron can get totally clean with a 5-gallon bucket of water because there's bound to be mustard in his ears and in his belly button.
He's going to have some crusty crevices.
Yeah, like I was thinking, like, and when I asked him, how do you get all clean? Oh, I've got it down to a science. I just pour water on me. Get out of here.
He's a computer software engineer. He probably does.
He still has to have mustard remnants in his ears.
Yeah, probably. He showers when he gets back to the hotel.
I didn't realize we were going down freaky lane.
I got an update, on the reporter. Do you know she was on TV?
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Did you see
Tori,
this?
So
Tori was on TV.
And by the way, I think the anchor tried to be more engaging this time because he realized how he is.
I found him on Twitter. He seems to be a little bit weird.
Not surprised.
Yeah. He
had, like I said yesterday, he had all the compassion of a murderer.
I when still she didn't like his reaction in this one too. He's like, I really didn't see you. And I'm like, well, your anchor just got hit by a car. So she was on set. She became the story. And here's a follow-up on the reporter who got hit by the car.
Tori joins us now from the studio in Charleston. And, Tori, you gave us all a scare, of course. But the most important news, you're okay.
True.
You're okay.
Exactly. And I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I had so many people reach out to me, and I really appreciate it. It was definitely a crazy moment. And after that happened, I do want to say my boss took me to the hospital. I did get checked out. Everything is okay. No broken bones, just a little bit of soreness, but it's all good. You know, it was just so fast. I didn't even see that car coming. I had no idea.
There
you
go.
I'm glad she's okay. And I'm glad that Tim showed a little bit more interest in her well-being.
Sylvie was right. He's weird. It's weird.
He's a robot. He's an anchor robot who I don't think has any emotion. And I listened to the I don't know if you could replay the beginning of the accident again. Just the way he reacts. So, oh, that's a first for TV. Your anchor just got hit by a car. Your reporter. And all he can muster up is, well, that's a first to happen on TV.
And now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze-thaw, we see this, water main breaks.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on
okay.
TV, Tori.
I mean, yeah. Like, what kind of reaction is that? Not, oh my God, you got hit by a car. Are you okay? Well, that's the first to happen on TV, Tori.
He was
also
worried.
Definitely not the first time it's happened on TV.
Right.
He was worried that she was then not getting her report in a quick manner because it was going to eat away at his words and the rest of the newscast. Yeah.
And you know, and there's a producer in the control room going, yes, viral moment.
We've been waiting.
Viral moment.
And now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze thaw, we see this, water main breaks.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
Well, I had that in college. We did that once a semester.
Hoodie asked, did we ever talk about that? Hoodie asked, would you marry a woman who's been hit by a car twice?
That would not factor into my decision for marriage. It would not. I mean, maybe she just got bad luck with regard to getting hit by a car. I would take the other approach. My approach would be, she's got to have some good fortune on her horizon, right?
We're due for some good luck, yes.
We're due for some good times.
Yes. All right, let's make some money. Let's get some good luck on our side. Gambling
mojo. I need to
solve
Chris's problem, too, at the break.
That freaked
me out.
We could circle back to that. Carmen's coming up next. He'll give you the plays of the weekend. The football is glorious. They're great matchups. My favorite weekend. Carmen DeFalco previews them all. Coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
One negative about growing across the border, Waddle.
And by border, you mean going to Wisconsin, yeah.
Going to Wisconsin is the gambling.
Oh, you can't gamble?
Yeah, not on the DraftKings app. I don't know. Wow. Is it not legal here? Is it? Do they have a different? I don't know. I'm trying to look at my DraftKings.
It is not legal in Wisconsin.
How could they let you do anything in this state? Like you can do anything in this state.
What?
Not get arrested.
Like what?
It's a free for all here. Wisconsin's a free for all.
How much time
state.
Have you spent in Wisconsin to know that it's a free for all?
My honeymoon was in Lake Geneva right after we got married.
And that was a free-for-all?
I mean, look, moccasins and fudge and a bunch of go-karts with water slides. Go water sliding indoors. Go water sliding outdoors. Different amusement parks. It's a state that really knows no boundaries, right? And but yet they're going to not have legalized gambling?
Stupid that it's not available in all 50 states.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, I guess they don't like tax revenue, dumbasses.
They may have a quarterback, and their team wins often. They may beat us in the rivalry. They don't have legalized gambling, and they have fake stock. See, in this state, they allow their fans to buy stock that's completely worthless.
That's a gamble.
Let's bring, no, it's a sure lose. It's not even a gamble. Let's bring in Carmen DeFalco, who joins us right now on the Corona Hotline. Hi, Carm.
Coke is legal in Wisconsin. I don't know if you knew that, but
you talking booger sugar? Are you talking booger the sugar. Delicious
lines,
drink?
Lines galore, yeah. No problem, yeah. Have at it.
Not true.
In the Brat Stop bathroom. No, I'm kidding. I kid.
They renamed it to the Booger Sugar Stop.
That's right. Exactly. What's up, boys? Sylvie, I know how much you love this weekend. Divisional weekend, baby.
It's the best.
It's great.
And Waddle thinks the games this year are better than any other year.
I was looking at the games last year, Carm. Do you remember the divisional games? It was Rams at Packers, Ravens at Bills, Browns at Chiefs, Bucks at Saints. I think this one's got the making. This weekend's got the makings of being even better than that.
I think so. I think there are some very intriguing matchups. I agree. I wish there weren't so many kind of like somewhat significant injuries on some of these teams. It might make it even better. But no, I think it's the lineup on paper looks great. You're absolutely right.
All right. Before we instead of going through the games in order, let me ask you this question. Which game do you feel best about? What play in which game?
Ooh, good question. I probably feel best about the over in the Bills Chiefs game, and it's a big total especially for a playoff game. It's 54, but
perfect conditions, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, weather's not going to be a factor in any of these games. I mean, it's going to be cold in Green Bay, but from a wind precipitation standpoint, it's probably not going to affect too much. Maybe Jimmy a little because he's dealing with two injuries on his throwing hand and shoulder. But no, I mean, the weather looks pretty good, especially in Kansas City. And I think both offenses are poised to hang big numbers on those opposing defenses. So I do like the over in that game, even though it's at 54. I wouldn't bet it over 54 at this point. You know, you're still sitting right at that key number. Who knows if this will go up a little bit more. 53.5, if you can find it. Those are probably gone. 54. I do like that total, and I think we will see some fireworks in that game, guys. I love what they did offensively last week, what the Bills did to Belichick, obviously, and Mahomes has just been so good in that building in the playoffs. It's now 20 touchdowns, the one interception, the one loss, as we've talked about, is never touching the ball in overtime against Brady in the past. He's just been dynamite.
Let me ask you, Carmen, kind of in a pushback way, okay. You step up in class when you get to the next round, and the obviously the stakes are very high. Like, I look at last year's divisional playoff games, and none of the totals were above 50. Is there a chance? I agree with everything you say. Is there a chance, though, that either of these teams dials it back a notch at all based on, the pressure factor that comes into play, that they're not going to take chances?
Yeah. That's true. We get to watch. It's going to get to the half, and it's going to be 7-3 because of what you just said. I just don't think these teams are really built that way. I mean, okay. We know the Chiefs aren't, and I think the Bills maybe learned a valuable mistake from being a little too conservative in the AFC title game a year ago in Kansas City. I think they're going to empty it out. I think Daboll, guys, look, he's strutting his stuff after last week. He's interviewing for jobs. I think he'd like to strut his stuff like a peacock again. I think he wants to strut. I really do. I mean, I think they're going to go in there ready to dial it up, knowing that they can get some of those big plays and those explosives that they got in the first matchup where they went in and they won a very impressive game against Mahomes and the Chiefs back in week 5. And so there's always that possibility, that big game, you play close to the best time. But I think these teams know their strength. I think the Bills, for whatever reason, they abandoned it at times this year. I'm not sure why, but I think they've gotten it back. And as long as the game doesn't get crazy with turnovers, I kind of see them emptying it out, both of them doing what they do best and going up and down the field scoring a lot.
How about the first game? Derrick Henry is going to be active and is expected to start against the Bengals.
Yeah, I think it makes a pretty big difference. Just his presence alone. Like, what do you and Yurko always preach about offense? I mean, Yurko's been saying it forever. Like, early, first series, take a shot downfield. If there is a prop bet on the Titans' first offensive play, is it run or pass? I would bet the pass, and I would be shocked if they didn't do some hard play action just to say, even if they don't hit it, who cares? Just to be like, Derrick Henry's back. This is what we do. Throw the ball down the field. I think if Henry can make it through the whole game, and we haven't seen a lot of the three of them together on the field this year. It's only about 11% of Tannehill's dropbacks. But the numbers are so much better, guys, when all three are on the field. Julio, A.J. Brown, Derrick Henry. It's like double yards per attempt. Their yards per play is significantly better. And if they can get through the whole game where he's healthy and he can continue to wear down the Bengals as he often does to teams by the second half, I like the Titans. You know, Northy and I happen to disagree on this game. That's okay. Every once in a while we do. I don't have a position on this game. Mike likes the Bengals. To me, it's a lay it or don't play it. I just think this matchup is not a good one, especially up front with Tennessee's front four and just a very decimated and below average Cincinnati Bengals line. I think this game is kind of made for the Titans, and I think there's a coaching advantage with Vrabel. He's 6-2 straight up, 5-3 against the spread with extra time to prepare. So for all those reasons, I don't think the Titans are great. I heard you guys talking about them before. I don't think they're great, but I think that this kind of sets up well for them.
Saturday night, it's going to be a party in Lambeau. The rested Packers against the upstart Niners.
Yeah, you know, I'm getting close to talking myself into backing the Niners. Furman likes him. I value his opinion a lot. North likes him. I value his opinion a lot. I've like kind of hemmed and hawed all week. I've been on the Niners each of the last 2 weeks, and those tickets have cashed. And you guys probably know, you've heard me tell you before, this is always a better bet if you're going to back the Niners when they're hitting the highway, getting points with Shanahan and Jimmy G. I mean, it's now 27-16 against the number as a dog since 17 under Shanahan, but I've hemmed and hawed a little because this is between injury and just the matchup here. I think there are some things that kind of scare me away a little bit. Fred Warner's bum ankle scares me a little. He's not Urlacher, don't get me wrong, but when you watch
he's fabulous.
Him, oh my God, Tommy, like when you watch his instincts and his ability to run and protect the middle of the field, now you have to do it against Aaron Rodgers and a running back that can catch the ball to the backfield and Devontae Adams and Randall Cobb in the slot potential. Like now on a bum ankle when it's going to be 1 degree out, like how does Fred Warner look like Fred Warner? Does Jimmy G by the second half, can he grip the football in 1 degree weather with a bad thumb and a bad throwing shoulder? You know, like there are some things in this matchup that give me a little pause, but the Niners can run the ball. It's what we've talked about, right? They can run it. They're a top 10 rushing offense, and the Green Bay Packers finished the season ranked 30th in the NFL in rushing EPA per play defense, you know, allowed EPA per play allowed via the rush on defense. So that is not a great matchup for Green Bay, and that's going to be I think the only way the 49ers stay in the game is by running and running and running with Debo and Mitchell and just keeping Aaron Rodgers on the sideline as long as
is there
can.
Any money to be made in some prop bets in that game? Like I see Devontae Adams, the last several times he's played against the Niners, the numbers are crazy. Debo Samuel is going to be featured. Is there a way to make some money outside of just the game itself?
Yeah, like you're looking at Devontae with 305 yards and 2 touchdown guys in the last 2 games against the 49ers. It's a good call, Tommy. There's a prop that I wrote down, and I don't bet a lot of prop bets, but there is a prop I wrote down you can get, I know, on PointsBet. There's a 93.5 yards plus a touchdown in the game that will pay you plus 165. And like that's one that I think could be good. They don't seem to have a very good answer right now for Devontae Adams. Nobody really does. And I think that could be a good one. I think Debo's rushing and receiving yardage over 95.5 could be a good one because he's the key. He's the way they're going to stay in it. That's the combined yardage. Now, you got to lay a little juice on that. That's minus 110. That's your normal minus 110 line there. He's gone over that total in 3 of their last 4 games since they've featured him a little bit more as a running back. So there's a couple in that game that I like.
All right. And then finally, I think on Crosstalk Unhinged, with drops, it dropped yesterday. Download that ESPN Chicago app. There's a new tile for it. And also, anywhere podcasts are, you can grab Crosstalk Unhinged, Carmen Yurko, Waddle Me. I think we all agreed that we like the Rams to win the game.
Yeah, and you guys were talking about that about an hour ago, and I was listening to that, too. And I agree with you, Sylvie, for sure, that I think the Rams are a sneaky good play here. I do not like the news that Andrew Whitworth is not going to play, guys. I mean, that is, you know, we saw him get hurt last week. He came back, but he's not going to play. And I do think that is significant. But there comes a time when even the great Tom Brady might not be able to cover up some of the injuries, the attrition that's happened here. And, yeah, when receivers go down and running backs go down, Tom Brady can probably figure it out because he's got one of the best offensive lines in football protecting him. But now you've got 2 injuries. Yes, they're trending in a good direction, so I would tell everybody just monitor the Jensen and Wirfs injuries throughout the course of the weekend, but they are, to me, you're especially Wirfs, you're talking about a play away from being knocked out of a game again, and that's where Tom Brady is going to be affected. I think that they have found a little bit of success here in their defensive game plan the last couple times they've faced Brady. Look, McVay went in there last year with Goff and beat him. They, of course, won in L.A. This year. And for all the crap we give Stafford, and I know we hem and haw about him a lot, I'll ask you guys this, and you're going to be able to get it because the way I'm setting it up. Tell me the quarterback who led the NFL in quarterback rating and passer rating versus the blitz this year.
Andy Dalton.
Matt. I think I heard somebody say it. Yes, believe it or not, Matt Stafford. And guess who blitzes more than anybody in the National Football League? Todd Bowles and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So I think there are some good matchup things here. You have Ramsey to take away Evans. Gronk might be used more as a blocker because of their injury tonight, even in the pass game. Yeah, to chip more. And so I just think there are some matchup advantages here for Sean McVay going on the road and pulling the upset here in Tampa on Sunday.
All right, have a successful weekend, Carmen.
Thanks, Carl.
You too, guys.
There you go. Right. Get that Crosstalk Unhinged downloaded for your weekend listening pleasure. You're going to love it. Again, it's on the ESPN Chicago app.
Getting back in the studio with those two clowns.
Usually around Wednesday or Thursday, we'll get into the studio and we'll let it loose for about 30 minutes, commercial free, uncensored. If you like that sort of stuff, this is the newest podcast that you're going to love. People seem to love it when they tweet us about it, so check that out on the ESPN Chicago app. Our plays for the weekend is it's tight. Bleck has had the first place spot from beginning to the end of the football season. Will that continue? Find out coming up next.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000 and now on FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
Let's do some gambling. We go around the room. This segment called Like It, Love It, Just a Taste of It.
I like it, I love it.
Just a little taste of it.
Like it, I love it, I want some more of it.
I don't think it was a bad week last week for all of us.
No, I think three out of the four of us went 2 out of 3, and I went 1-1-1. So the standings are Bleck has 48 points, I have 43 points, and you guys are tied at 40 points.
All right, so we're within sniffing distance. Bleck had a good week, though, to extend his lead. Bleck, you've been in the pole position the entire season. Keep it going.
Got to hold on. What, three more weeks here?
Yep.
All right, that's the idea. My like it, I'm going to go out on a limb first. I think for the last, let's say, 2 months, the Packers have been the best team in football, and I think at home, healthy, with time, with rest, against a team that I feel like there's a lot of positive momentum for them in the 49ers. Like, I feel like there's a lot of vibes in, like, oh, this team can upset the Packers. Well, we didn't see the Packers play last week, so I feel like out of sight, out of mind, and people don't understand how good this team really is. Give me the Packers minus the 5.5. I think they definitely cover this game. They move on.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Like, Carmen was saying that North and Furman like the 49ers, but that's what I would lean with if I would play this game. What about you?
Guys, for my like, not the taste yet. I almost did the taste sound. But for my like,
you can make it all you want.
No,
I don't like seeing my friends fight. Bleck's taking the Packers minus 5.5. Carmen's taking the 49ers. I'm just going to stick with the total. I like the over in the game, 47. I think both these teams are going to be able to score points. I think that this goes over, pretty quickly, but I think this goes over early in the fourth quarter. So I'm going to take the Packers and 49ers over 47.
All right, I believe it is my turn. I've been going in front of you, and we're still tied.
Champ.
So I will continue. I did win the previous Like It, Love It season, though. I am going to like the Rams. I know, Waddle, you find it hard to believe
that I don't
love Stafford. I think that he's overrated, but I do believe they have enough to beat Tom Brady.
You'll be right there to kick him in the ass if he throws two picks and they lose the game, but go ahead.
It's a win-win. I'm either right or I'm right. There you go.
I
like the Rams.
Game.
That's not a game. I'm going to play this with my money.
Okay. I am too. My like is the Rams as well. I'm not going to make any ground on anybody here. But, yeah, I like the Rams. I'll take the 2.5 points, but I'm going to actually play the Rams on the money line as well. I just think it's a bad matchup for the Bucs with their offensive line issues. Tom Brady is not going to have a ton of time. You see how frustrated he gets with some of the other receivers. Like, if you're Raheem Morris, don't you double Mike Evans and say, beat me with somebody else? I would think that that's what they'll do. So I think the Rams win this game. I like the Rams.
All right. Black, what's your love?
Ooh. All right, if we're going down, we're all going down together, I guess, because I love the Rams.
Phrasing.
Yeah, I mean, teamwork.
It's better for you that, you know, I know you're not playing the stall game, but you have nothing to lose, really.
Yeah, no, but I do have a tendency to suggest if everyone's going one way, then there's a reason why Vegas always wins. And there's maybe an opportunity on the other side, but I just think this defense and what we saw last week from the Rams offensively, Matthew Stafford, I think, is the real deal, and I think he proves it against the Buccaneers. And I think Tom and the Buccaneers just are not as healthy as they need to be to advance. So give me for my love +2.5 the Rams.
All right. What about you, Abdallah? Another total?
No, I'm not going total for the last two. I'm going to the Bills and Chiefs game. I think the Bills win this game, but I'm going to take the Bills in the first half +1. I think that Kansas City in their, I thought it was 4 out of 9 of their games that have to come from behind in playoff games. 4 of their last 9 playoff games, they'd have to come from behind. So I will take the Bills first half +1.
Okay, the first half play right there. I'm going to stay in that game as well. It's something that Carmen had mentioned. I mentioned it to you a couple days ago in the studio, Waddle, that it is supposed to be a picture-perfect night for football in January here for Kansas City, like at about 37, 40 degrees, somewhere in that area, very calm. And I don't know if you remember, we had Jeff Van Gundy on the other day. He reminded us of the Texans-Chiefs game 2 years ago in this round. It went like 51-31. There were a ton of points scored. I think this is going to be very, very similar, so I'm going to take the over. I love the over, the total here in the Bills-Chiefs game.
I'm looking to make up some ground. I'm going to love the Chiefs at -2. I think I heard a stat today or a fact today. I don't think the Chiefs have ever been beaten twice in the same year at home, and the Bills did put it on them early in the year. Bills' defense has been really, really impressive statistically, but you go back and look at who they're playing against most recently. They're playing against the Jets. They're playing against a Patriots team that's limited recent. I think the Chiefs win this game at home, and 2's not a ton to give up, so I love the Chiefs.
Do you guys want to do a bonus round? Because there's only 4 games this week.
I find that sound and then you asking me if I want a bonus round seemed to be a bit odd. Let's do a bonus round.
You need an extra point for the other game?
Yeah, why not?
Two tastes?
Yeah, 2 right, points for your taste.
Because here's the deal. I definitely can't decide between the 2 games. I'm absolutely taking the Bengals and the points. And if you told me a month ago that you could get Kansas City at home in the second round of the playoffs, only -2? Are you kidding me? Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, I'm absolutely gambling on that as well. So give me the Chiefs, give me the Bengals. Taste it.
I completely disagree. I'm taking the Titans as my taste. I think the Titans are the better, more complete football team. I don't care if it's Joe Burrow, Ryan Tannehill. I think the Titans are built to beat the Bengals, and they will beat the Bengals, and they will do it handily. I will get a taste of the Bengals, and I got to pick a – what's the other game?
I'm tasting the Titans,
and I will give me a taste of the Rams.
No, you're not getting 2 picks. You're just getting 2 points, right? Am I right, Chris? Is that what you said, an extra point for the taste?
No, he had 2
picks. No. Just do the other game for – yeah, because there's only 4 games, right?
But I wanted to do a taste on the Bulls game tonight. I mean,
for sure. Yeah, if you don't want to do an extra taste, we don't have to do it.
We can do an extra taste.
No, more gambling, more better.
All right. My extra taste will be the Rams +2.5.
Rams +2.5. Yeah, most people are going that way. I think we all went that way, didn't we? All 4 of us.
Put your money on the Bucks then, people.
Look, I'm taking the Bulls in the points, and I believe it's up to 11. I can't get into my DraftKings app because it's illegal in Wisconsin. It was 10.5 this morning. I made a play.
Wisconsin.
Because I'm in Wisconsin.
It's 10.5 right now.
Give me the points. I believe that this is a team still shorthanded, but they've been embarrassed in every single one of these national TV games, that they go out tonight and they compete. That this will be at least a game. Yes, the Bucks are going to probably win. The Bucks are the better team. I sure
Bucks probably want to slap them down a little bit as well.
I think it's a prove-it game for the Bucks. That I think the Bucks have been hearing all about the Bulls for several months, and it's the first time they're meeting them, and they're going to want to show them who's boss, who's champs. But still, I think the Bulls find a way to stay in this game. So just give me all those points. I'm going to so taste of that, and then give me the Titans as well as my other taste. Minus, what is it, 3.5?
Minus 3.5. I hate the hook, but my first taste is going to be the 49ers at getting 5.5. I would play the Packers to win this game, but I just, this is a matchup. I know there's injuries. It is a matchup that does give the 49ers some hope. So I'll take the 5.5 and my others. I'm going to take the Titans as well, minus 3.5. I just think that experience means something, and I think that I think you'll see Derrick Henry have an impact to this game.
All right, so that was like it, love it, just a taste, just a taste.
Just
right?
a taste, just a taste.
Yes. Double
just
taste?
Just a taste.
Two licks.
Wow. All right, coming up next, Waddle has teased us. He has told us that he's got some really good suggestions for your viewing pleasure this weekend. And don't forget, at 5:30, it's a big surprise guest. It's all coming up.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
Still want to talk some Bulls. I am in Milwaukee going to tonight's Bulls Bucks game with the kids. Should be a lot of fun. I have not been to the new arena, and we are excited to see our Bulls in person.
How much would it take for me to pay Braxton to run out onto the court after the game?
After the game?
After the game.
I mean, who cares after the
game?
That's
my point. I don't want him to get arrested.
I don't think you need to pay him at all. I think
you
do
it.
He's probably listening to you right now.
A little snow cone for you. A little snow cone action, Braxton.
Braxy, don't listen to him. Don't listen to Uncle Tommy. He's
What jersey's he wearing tonight?
Well, we still have not yet secured the new DeMar DeRozan, Alex Caruso, IO jerseys. So they're going to probably, I would imagine my wife's got them in jerseys tonight.
Okay.
We did get the jerseys in at Dino's, and they've got the DeRozan jerseys.
Okay.
So I think they've got Caruso going too.
All right.
The jerseys. So
any headbands?
Oh, that's a good call. Maybe I'll need to put a headband on the kids.
Yeah.
Especially
shave their heads and then put a headband on.
No,
you really want to go Caruso?
They got good hair.
Okay.
Let's get what to watch for. Don't watch for that.
Waddle and Sylvie get you set for your weekend viewing with What to Watch For.
Brought to you by our great friends and partners at Swift and Sons American Steakhouse in the West Loop in the Fulton Market District. Whether it's a Bulls game or a Hawks game, if you're going, Swift and Sons is not only outstanding, but it's really close to the United Center, and it's a great spot for a pre- or post-game meal or drinks. You know who's going to cook you up a dinner any time of day?
My guess would be Pandel.
Pandel, Chef Pandel, whether you're going to a game or not. Make your reservations today. It's Rob Katz. It's Kevin Bame. They make up the award-winning Boca Restaurant Group.
I think there's a Blackhawks game tonight that you could stop by Swift and Sons and then run over to the UC.
Right, and that game will probably be a blowout by the second period, and then you can leave by then and go get some after-game drinks.
There you go.
It's Chicago Steakhouse with a modern twist. Open for reservations, and as always, they take safety seriously. Waddle, what are you watching?
I got a three-pack for you. You want a three-pack?
How about that? You don't want to save a couple of these for next week?
You're going to take everything?
Take everyone's options.
No, go ahead. No, three-pack. Take everything. Go ahead. Take everything.
Let's see if he hits our picks. Go.
Whining little children.
It's one thing. It's one thing.
What is the one thing you're watching
for? Okay, I'm gonna trim one off. I'll give you two. One is the movie that Chris and I disagreed on. I don't think I personally, at the grand old age of almost 55, I don't think every movie has to be a Transformers movie where you have to be thrilled with every minute of the. It can be a story, and I thought the movie the Tender Bar. It stars Ben Affleck, who I thought was fantastic in it. It's a nice story. It's well acted. Granted, it wasn't, hey, honey, you want to go out and have a nice dinner and go to a movie. We were sitting at home on a Wednesday night.
Where am I getting this?
Amazon.
Amazon Prime, the Tender Bar. And the other one is the, I started watching this last night. You know how I rock and roll with television. Five episodes already in the bank. Yellow Jackets on Showtime. It's freaky weird in a lot of ways, but it's good. I'm going to finish
it. What's it about? Give me
a it's a high school soccer team.
Okay.
There's a plane crash.
Oh, boy.
And what transpires after that?
Yellow Jackets
Yellow Jackets on Showtime. Okay. You would think it's kind of a teeny bopper show because there's a lot of young adults in it. But it's not because the content is very adult, and right. But it's one of those.
It's got a Christina Ricci in it, doesn't
it? Yeah, she's very good in it, and who's one that plays crazy lady all the time? Juliette Lewis. Mm. Well, she's fantastic.
Yeah, she's a good actress.
So it's worth your time. It's worth your time.
Yellow Dragon.
I don't know if you've seen that this is available on Peacock, Waddle, but while everyone's calling now Joe Burrow Joe Cool. My buddy Trevor alerted me about this a couple weeks ago at the Braxy soccer game. He said, did you know that there's a Joe Montana documentary going on?
I did not. I love Joe Montana.
And a ton of like old school footage.
I love it.
Old school behind the scenes footage. So I'm hoping like this is a sports version of what they did with the Beatles thing on Disney. It's multiple episodes. It's called Cool Under Pressure. And if you like Joe Montana and you want to remember his greatness, it is available for you on Peacock.
Well, I'm surprised Waddle didn't take this one with his list of 10 things, but Ozark is back.
How did you guys miss Ozark?
Ozark
is back.
Couldn't
take them all.
Yeah,
right. Couldn't take them all.
Ozark is back. I will. I'll probably watch them all. There's seven. It's seven episodes.
Watch
and then,
them all. You mean at one sitting?
Well, no. There's four. Yeah, probably. There's 14 episodes, but they're splitting the season into two separate seasons. Okay. So the first half of the last season, because this is the end, dropped on Netflix at whatever time it dropped this morning.
It's available right now.
It's available right now.
So this is it. You said this is the last season.
Yeah, but it's
it'll
split
be released
up.
In two different.
Okay. Yeah,
parts.
So they're gonna do this one, and then in whenever I don't know when the next one is, probably a couple months or something like that.
The trailer from a month ago was unbelievable.
It's right where it dropped off. If you haven't watched it, the last season, what's wrong with you? Right where it ends is where it picks up, which is great. There's no like time in between. It's like here we go.
I'm confident and hopeful and confident. It's going to have a better season than Yellowstone. I was disappointed in Yellowstone. I don't think I'm going to be disappointed with Ozark.
I don't think so either. I feel like when shows have an end set like this, they're like, okay, we're going to go. And I don't think any of it has disappointed.
It's been
great from the start.
What do you got, Chris?
All right, I'll give you guys, because I was thinking Ozark, I figured you guys would say it ahead of time. Obviously, the football. The Bulls game tonight is huge. Bulls-Bucks, going to be watching for that. And has anyone here started watching Euphoria on HBO?
No, I've heard of it. I don't know what it's about.
I saw like parts of one episode, so I think I'm gonna check that out. I don't really know how to describe it. It seems like it's about high school life, but with drugs.
A lot of drugs, bro.
Yeah, drugs and stuff that's like crazy.
A lot of drugs, bro.
I might check that out.
Euphoria, and then you said HBO?
HBO, yeah.
All right. What to watch for, one of my favorite segments of the entire week. Coming up in 2 minutes, I want to talk coaching search, okay? Updated on Bears coaching search. And also, there's a coaching candidate out there for another team that many people are raging against. I want to bring that up, and I don't get it. And we'll get into that coming up in 2 short minutes.